As we continue to wait for Jesus, when he was in Galilee in the 15th chapter of Matthew, great crowds came to him, having with them the lamb, the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. Think of how those brothers and sisters in difficult situations were coming to see Jesus, to be at his feet. And Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd." And he obviously offered miracles. Again, the great words about the mute were speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see. And why was that? They were sitting at the feet of Jesus, of God. As they kept walking, Jesus had said in his heart, he wanted them to feed something. They were hungry. "They've been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry for fear they may collapse on the way." Now, how could they eat? I mean, think about today. If we were them, we're in this place in Galilee, we haven't ate in a day or two, or with miracles, how can we eat? I mean, do they have restaurants? Do they have money? Do they bring their checkbook, their credit card to get in to have dinner? Well, no, of course. Of course not. And second, were they paying Jesus Christ? Were they paying when they were healed? Also, no. The disciples asked him something that's normal for us today, which is normal for them as humans. You know, all of us have our lists, our budgets, what we need, what we want. Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd? I think it's cool right now that we have a great mission from us right now, from our church, that you're hearing the kids in the hall right now. Dan Schermerhorn is leading them to wrestle. And they were given a huge mat, a place that they couldn't find somewhere else. And Dan and all their parents are coming in to our building. And are they paying us? They are not. It's free. Jesus fed the hungry. Jesus gave 7 loaves and a few fish. And they ate. And they were full. I think that's a great image for us right now. That right now, again, these kids, we don't know who they are or their parents, but what are they doing? They're exercising. They're in the area. And we're here praying while they're exercising and wrestling. What a gift for us to do that. I mean, I think sometimes we can think about the disciples that, hey, you want to use our building? Pay for us. I think, too, in a bigger picture in our country, I've said this before, I mean, how many elementary schools and high schools and colleges to get tuition as a Catholic school have to pay? It's not how it was when it started in our country. It was for the poor. It was for the blind, the mute, those that couldn't walk. Now, the big picture here for us to follow Jesus is twofold. One, the people that were received the miracles and healing and to eat, where were they sitting? They were sitting by Jesus Christ. That's what we have to do as disciples. not just to necessarily ask a question, which is good, but to sit at his feet, and he will figure things out for us. He'll give miracles for us. And then second, that when we're in the family of Jesus, we need to give everything we have. And that's where we receive these gifts back. Now, I talked about stewardship with that, our time and talent and treasure. If we give our whole hearts to God, he'll figure everything out and beyond. And I think that's a good image for us to see what happens with these families and these kids that are wrestling for free. Because where are we? We are sitting at the feet of Jesus at Mass. And we pray for them. We pray for our community. We pray for brothers and sisters we don't know, that we're in Advent to open our hearts for him and for our loved ones, to feed the hungry, to support those in the hospitals, nursing homes, and loneliness. And that's what we're doing in Advent, right? That's what we're in silence for, our prayers, our petitions, to give things up, to offer to our Lord at his feet. So offer tonight well, to pray well, to think well, to be silent well in God's house, to walk these 19 days for Christmas.